AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Hurricane Melissa is forecast to make landfall in Jamaica today. The powerful storm has reached Category 5 strength. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness says people are preparing for the hardship ahead.
Gathered as prayer warriors, as many have done, to pray for our nation.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the remains of a hostage returned by Hamas overnight are body parts of a hostage who was recovered in Gaza by Israeli troops almost 2 years ago. Hamas says it's struggling to locate the bodies amid the destruction in Gaza, but Israel accuses the militant group of purposely delaying their return. President Trump is in Japan, where he met with the country's newly elected Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. Takaichi must solidify her relationship with Trump while defending her country's economic interests. One idea being floated by Japan's government is to buy a fleet of American Ford F-150 trucks. It's day 28 of the government shutdown, and Republicans are facing voter frustration over rising healthcare premiums. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
While notices of rising health insurance premiums are landing in voters' mailboxes, sending some to town halls to vent their frustration as they face losing their health care coverage due to skyrocketing premiums as subsidies expire, Republicans are doubling down on their efforts to oppose the Affordable Care Act. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know that it is subsidizing bad policy.
Democrats say that expired tax credits that kept costs lower should be extended and are refusing to reopen the government until they are. Republicans say they want a broader overhaul of the health care system. Johnson says,
it's because it's very complicated to fix. But Republicans have a long list of ideas.
However, no clear plan has yet been presented in writing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
India is trying to clear New Delhi's smog by using a cloud seeding technique. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Indian authorities have conducted a cloud seeding experiment over New Delhi to induce rainfall and clear the city's toxic air. A plane sprayed chemicals into clouds on Tuesday to encourage rain and wash pollutants from the air, which remains in the very poor category. Cloud seeding has been used in drought-prone regions, but experts say its effectiveness is uncertain. Delhi Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa says the trial lasted nearly 30 minutes, with more planned for the coming days. Critics argue that long-term solutions are needed to reduce pollution rather than temporary measures like cloud seeding. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Ontario's premier bragged about an anti-tariff ad that prompted President Trump to cancel trade talks with Canada. The ad put out by Ontario Premier Doug Ford criticized President Trump's tariffs using a speech from former President Ronald Reagan.
Imposing such tariffs or trade barriers and restrictions of any kind are steps that I am loath to take.
It angered President Trump.
I'm not going to be meeting with him for a while, no. I'm very happy with the deal we have right now with Canada. We're going to let it ride.
Ford says the ad got the message across.
We had over a billion impressions around the world, and what we did, we generated a conversation that wasn't happening in the U.S.
Ford pulled the ad, but only after it was seen during the first two games of the World Series over the weekend.
Do you know why President Trump's so upset right now? Because it was effective.
Audio from CTV. Ford also said Republicans are too afraid to speak up against President Trump. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Navy loses two aircraft on Sunday. A fighter jet and a helicopter based off the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz both crashed into the South China Sea Sunday within 30 minutes of each other. The Navy's Pacific Fleet says the three crew members of the Seahawk helicopter were rescued, and the two aviators in the Super Hornet fighter jet ejected and were recovered safely. All five are in stable condition. The causes are under investigation, but President Trump speculates that bad fuel could be to blame.
It could be bad fuel. I mean, it's possible it's bad fuel. Very unusual that that would happen.
Trump made the comments aboard Air Force One while flying to Japan. The president has ruled out foul play and says there is nothing to hide. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Russia is defending its test of a nuclear-powered missile, which it claims cannot be stopped by air defenses. 7 years after revealing work on the missile, Vladimir Putin announced a test of what NATO has codenamed Skyfall. That came after tough U.S. sanctions on Russia's energy sectors and new European commitments of military aid for Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the test shows Russia's ensuring its own security, but President Trump's blasting the announcement.
I don't think it's an appropriate thing for Putin to be saying either.
Saying the Russian leader should be focused on ending the war.
That's what he ought to do instead of testing missiles.
President Trump has arrived in Japan, whose new leader is banking on a friendly relationship with him to ease trade tensions. Sanae Takaichi just took office last week as Japan's first female leader. Tokyo's floating an idea that might appeal to the president, buying a fleet of Ford F-150 pickups after he's long complained about American vehicles being shut out of the Japanese market.
That's great. She has good taste. That's a hot truck.
Both Washington and Tokyo are looking to limit China's manufacturing ambitions. The president's next stop is South Korea, where he'll meet Beijing's Xi Jinping and feels good about reaching a long-sought trade agreement.
I think we're going to come away with a deal.
Another potential meeting while there with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, who has rejected the president's overtures to reconnect.
But if he'd like to meet him around, you know, I'll be in South Korea so I can be right over there.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck in open waters of the Atlantic Ocean and was felt throughout the Eastern Caribbean. Geophysicist Jessica Segala with the U.S. Geological Survey says the quake occurred about 100 miles east of Guadalupe at a depth of 6 miles.
So it was a widely felt earthquake. However, it was pretty far away from any populated areas, so we aren't expecting too much damage or injuries.
The earthquake felt on islands, including Antigua, and as far as St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
We do expect some aftershocks from this set of earthquakes, which is totally normal for a shallow event.
She says shortly afterward, a magnitude 6.0 aftershock struck in the same area, and adds that since 1900 in this area, there have only been 5 earthquakes of 6.5 and above. More than 100 investigators in Paris hunting for stolen jewels and some of the thieves that took them from the Louvre Museum in a daring daytime heist. 4 men were seen riding off on scooters with the stolen crown jewels, worth more than $100 million after using a basket lift to scale the outside of the museum and enter through a window. Officials say two are under arrest. A source not authorized to speak publicly says one was caught Saturday at the airport trying to fly to Algeria. Both men are in their 30s and known to police. Meanwhile, investigators are analyzing DNA, combing surveillance video, and questioning museum employees. The jewels are also now on Interpol's Stolen Works of Art database. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Melissa is moving closer to Jamaica. Melissa is a powerful and dangerous Category 5 storm. It could be the strongest hurricane to hit the island since record-keeping began in 1851.
I have gotten so many calls, and I have been on my knees in prayer.
Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the people there are preparing for the hardship ahead. Earl Cameron lives in the capital, Kingston.
This is not a joke. This is very serious, guys, and it is going to be something different. The figures we think will be astronomical. Yeah, they will be hard to digest when this is over.
Parts of eastern Jamaica could get as much as 30 inches of rain.
Gathered as prayer warriors, as many have done, to pray for our nation.
Melissa has killed at least six people in the Caribbean. I'm Ed Donahue.
Indiana Republican Governor Mike Braun has called a special session for lawmakers to redraw congressional districts. President Trump has ramped up pressure on Republican governors to give the party an easier path to maintain control of the U.S. House. Republicans in Texas and Missouri moved quickly, and California Democrats responded with their own redistricting plan. But lawmakers in Indiana have been far more hesitant. Indiana's Republican legislative leaders have praised existing boundaries that were adopted 4 years ago. The General Assembly will convene on November 3rd, but it's unclear whether enough of the GOP majority Senate will back the new maps. Republicans hold a supermajority in both chambers. Opponents are expected to challenge any new maps in court. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks rallied to more records on Wall Street Monday. The S&P 500 rose 1.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 1.9%. Every major index added to records set on Friday. The gains kick off a week packed with potentially market-moving news. The Federal Reserve will make its next announcement on interest rates on Wednesday. Traders expect another cut to interest rates. Wall Street hopes that a meeting between the heads of the U.S. and China on Thursday will ease trade tensions. Some of Wall Street's most influential companies will report their latest profits this week, including Amazon and Apple. Damian Troisi, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Freddie Freeman hit a walk-off solo homer in the 18th inning for a Dodgers 6-5 Game 3 win and a 2-1 series lead over the Blue Jays, tying the longest game in World Series history. LA manager Dave Roberts.
It's one of the greatest World Series games of all time.
Shohei Ohtani homered twice and tied a 119-year-old Major League record with four extra base hits in Game 3 of the World Series on Monday night, putting on yet another historic postseason show at Dodgers Stadium. LA manager Dave Roberts.
He's the best player on the planet, and he was on the heels of a huge offensive night, and John smelled that and wasn't going to let Shohei beat him at all.
After his four-hit barrage in the first seven innings, Ohtani drew five consecutive walks in an epic 18-inning World Series game, making him the first major leaguer in 83 years to reach base nine times in any game, let alone the postseason.
Fortunately, we have other guys behind Shohei that can still do some things.
The Dodgers finally won 6-5 on Freddie Freeman's walk-off homer leading off the 18th.
Weird how the game works sometimes, right? Shohei's game, I hope we don't lose sight of getting our starting pitcher tomorrow got on base nine times tonight.
The Orioles hired Craig Albernaz as manager. NFL, Patrick Mahomes tossed three touchdowns, including a franchise record tying 83rd regular season TD for Travis Kelce in the Chiefs' 28-7 win over the Commanders.
He's breaking all the records now, and he's all about the team.
Broncos All-Pro corner Patrick Surtain II is week-to-week with a pectoral strain. NBA, Lauri Markkanen's 51 points paced the Jazz past the Suns in OT, and Penguins star Sidney Crosby became the ninth player in NHL history to record 1,700 points. Cooper Flagg's first experience with an NBA back-to-back was a painful one.
A little banged up, but gotta find ways to play through it.
The number one draft pick by the Dallas Mavericks barely got through the opening seconds of the second game Monday, a 101-94 loss to the Thunder, before hurting his left shoulder.
A little contact can't remember if it got like grabbed or like hung up with somebody's arm, and then just like, you know, felt some.
Flagg held the shoulder multiple times during the first half, used a heat wrap on it while on the bench during the second half, and struggled through a 1-for-9 shooting night for 2 points for coach Jason Kidd's team.
He played through it. He's a tough kid.
A fan was taken to a hospital after falling from the upper concourse at PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh. The incident happened early in the first period of Monday night's game between the Penguins and Blues. Emergency personnel treated the fan before taking him to Mercy Hospital. Police told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that the man was in critical condition. The fall is the third such incident at a Pittsburgh sporting event this year. On Saturday, a worker at the Steelers Stadium suffered injuries to his legs when he fell approximately 50 feet. The NBA has started a review to protect the integrity of the game, players, and coaches following the arrests of Miami guard Terry Rozier and Portland coach Chauncey Billups over alleged involvement in gambling schemes. The league sent a memo to all teams highlighting the need to reassess sports betting regulations. Nearly 36 people, including Rozier and Billups, were arrested last week. The NBA is focusing on injury reports, which can be exploited by bettors. The league seeks to ensure players and coaches understand the risks of gambling and is seeking input from teams. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrives in court to continue his testimony in his ongoing corruption trial. He's the first sitting Israeli leader to take the stand as a criminal defendant. Netanyahu's answering during his court appearances to charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in 3 separate cases. Israeli police say the 3 men were shot as they came out of a cave near Jenin, a town in the northern West Bank, known as a militant stronghold. The Israeli military said in a statement that the militants had taken part in terror activity in the town, but gave no further details. Israel says such operations have cracked down on militants in the West Bank. But Palestinians and human rights groups say scores of uninvolved civilians have also been among the dead and injured, while tens of thousands of people have been displaced from their homes. The king, who's the ceremonial head of the armed forces, laid flowers at the monument in the National Memorial Arboretum in central England at a service attended by scores of serving troops and veterans. Charles then dedicated Britain's first national memorial to lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender troops, 25 years after the UK ended a ban on homosexuality in the armed forces. Between 1967 and 2000, soldiers, sailors and Air Force personnel who were or were thought to be gay or transgender were labelled unfit to serve and dismissed or discharged from the forces. Some were stripped of medals, and many struggled with the stigma for decades. Estonia's Foreign Minister Margus Tsahkna says his country is working closely with the US and European allies to weaken Russia's war economy through sanctions and tariffs.
We are cooperating very closely with UK. We are cooperating very closely with President Trump, who has put the sanctions on 2 Russian oil and energy companies. It's altogether will hit heavily Russian war machine.
Also at the talks, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andrei Sybiha stressed the importance of receiving at least 10 Patriot systems as soon as possible. He added air defence was a key issue discussed during talks between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, about 100 people have gathered at a church in Kyiv to honour 2 Ukrainian journalists killed when a Russian drone struck their car in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com. AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.